tell me something. Tell me something wise.
There's a saying that sex is like pizza.
How so?
Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. Now, it's not really that remarkable that sex is good.
Oh, yeah.
But it is remarkable that pizza, even when it's bad, is still pretty good. What is it about pizza that makes it good, even when it's pretty average? And let's face it, a lot of those fast food pizza places make pretty average pizzas.
Yeah, it's pretty awful stuff.
But they're not that bad. My favorite lunch at the moment, when I'm at home by myself,
loser,
is to cook up some leftovers pizza.
Leftover pizza, yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about leftover pizza.
Huh? What?
That is, reheating some leftover pizza.
Oh, I thought you said...
I'm talking about making a new pizza from leftovers.
Oh.
Leftovers pizza.
Oh.
It seems so far I've yet to have a failure. You put down a decent pizza tomato sauce, which in my case is pureed tomato juice and tomato paste, salt, pepper, and a pinch of sugar.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Lay that down on top of a pizza base or a piece of flat Turkish bread.
All Turkish bread is flat.
And put a light sprinkling of cheese. And from that point, it almost doesn't matter what you put on top.
Really?
Any leftovers will do.
Oh, I don't know.
Today I had a leftovers pizza that was tomato, onion, capsicum, snow peas, bits of leftover falafel.
Falafel?
And some leftover zucchini, which I chopped up.
I suppose.
I mean, zucchini, falafel, snow peas, pizza?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was delicious.
If you say so.
I'm slowly coming to the conclusion that within reason, I mean, I'm sure if I put chocolate, egg, and avocado,
it
would be pretty gross.
Yeah.
But within reason, I don't think it's possible to make a bad pizza if the base and the tomato sauce and the cheese are good.
Interesting.
Leftovers pizza.
I like it.
Tomorrow, I've already planned out my leftovers pizza. It's going to be tomato base, cheese, onion, capsicum, snow peas.
Again?
And bits of bubble and squeak.
Bubble and squeak?
Which I think will be interesting because bubble and squeak...
What's bubble and squeak?
...is itself made from leftovers.
Really?
In this case, leftover roast vegetables.
Ooh.
Such as peas. Potato, pumpkin, and sweet potato. So we've got roast vegetables, which the leftovers were made into bubble and squeak.
Right, I get it.
Which I'm then going to break up and add to my leftovers pizza.
It's just cheap.
I wonder if there's some limit to this process.
Probably.
After all, bubble and squeak is already made from leftovers. So having leftover bubble and squeak on top of a pizza,
that's,
or my leftovers pizza,
that's getting a bit.
I'm already sort of two layers deep into the leftovers.
It's got to be a limit.
How far it can be taken?
Leftover limit.
What if I have some leftovers pizza?
Got to be a limit. Leftovers.
Can I chop that up and put that on my next leftovers pizza?
I don't know about that.
Which would make it leftovers pizza.
Sounds a bit rank to me.
And if that original leftovers pizza had bubble and squeak on it, which is leftovers, my pizza would actually be leftovers pizza.
Yeah, no, that's just getting silly now.
These are the important issues that we should be considering, not the election.
Election?
Leftovers pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.